News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Social Democrats are proposing a saving scheme to fund affordable housing, saying it could deliver thousands of homes a year and help tackle the housing crisis. And Rory Hearn, Social Democrats housing spokesperson, joins us now. Good morning to you, Rory. Explain to us, first of all, how this proposed Homes for Ireland saving scheme would work.
Good morning, Ciara, to you and your listeners. So this is a proposal that we've put forward, and essentially people are probably aware that there is very large deposits held in Irish banks. Currently, it's in the region of $163 billion is being held in Irish bank accounts. Many of it is not even earning interest. It's just in current accounts. And so what we're proposing is that there would be a state savings scheme set up whereby people could open accounts and they would put money into them, and they would be available in any bank, any credit union, post office. And then that money then would be used, essentially, some of it, to fund the delivery of affordable housing and social housing through a state agency like the Housing Finance Agency, for example, or Home Building Finance Ireland. And a similar type system works in France. It's called the Livre A scheme. And it's been there for decades and decades, where people, when a child is born, when there's a, you know, a communion or something, they put money into the account, like old savings accounts we would have had here. And it funds a significant amount of housing each year. In fact, in 2021, it's provided $19 billion of funding into social and affordable housing in France. And essentially what we're suggesting is that the Irish government introduce legislation that would set up this system, this scheme, we're calling it the Homes for Ireland Savings Scheme. And what we could see, we estimate, is that in a relatively short amount of time, you could have, you know, 1 to 2 billion, which is a very small proportion of that 160 billion I mentioned, going into these accounts. And that could be funding between 6,000 to 7,000 homes per year. And we really feel that the Irish public would embrace this. You know, so many people are affected by the housing crisis. A lot of people feel they want to do something about this. And this would be a way that they could do something. They could put the money they have into these accounts, and it could be channeled then into delivering
and
social and affordable housing.
I think everyone is in agreement that, that delivering more houses should be a key priority for the government and indeed for the country. But is there a danger here that this kind of funding will push up prices because people will be able to access money differently and all of that? And that what we will actually see is that this, because supply is so sort of tight and demand is so strong, if we give people access to extra money, what we're actually going to see is the affordability go the wrong way and house prices shoot through the roof.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, and it's something that we have to be really careful with any, you know, housing measure we bring in, that it doesn't worsen the house prices and it doesn't inflate prices, absolutely. But this is coming from a different angle. This is coming from what you call the supply side. So it's not about giving people more money so that they can buy houses. It's actually about providing more money to local authorities, to not-for-profit housing bodies, to
builders, developers. I'm not being smart there, but you're talking about small building companies and people like that accessing this money, is it?
Exactly. And but primarily, the way it works in France is that it provides an additional source of finance to local authorities who then would contract builders. So this is a financing side of the delivery of additional homes.
Okay.
So really, it would actually bring down house prices, ideally, because you're increasing the supply of affordable housing.
Last question for you then. Supposing somebody wanted to invest in such a scheme and they had a few bob and they wanted to put it into this type of scheme, where are the safeguards for them? Because we have seen at times in our boom-bust cycle here, like small builders, etc., going to the wall. What kind of safeguards would be in place so that if somebody accessed this money, you know, and there was a downturn, for example, that people who are saving would actually get it back? What's the risk profile here for them?
Yeah, again, that's a really good question. It's something a lot of people would be concerned about. So this would be backed by the state. It would be underpinned by legislation. It would be guaranteed by the state. So you are guaranteed to get your money back. And that's exactly how it works in France. The funding is guaranteed. And actually, it's a really important point, because the idea that, and how this works in France, is it's called a counter-cyclical measure, so that even when there is a downturn, this continues to provide funding for the delivery of the financing of additional homes. So it really kind of overcomes that boom-bust cycle.
All right. Look, thank you for coming on and discussing it with us this morning. That is Rory Hearn, their Social Democrats housing spokesperson. We'd love to know what you think about that. Obviously, getting creative and innovative with all this stuff is a good idea. But what do you think of that idea? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.